Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's lock it up with Landry in the locker room.
You better lock it up. You better lock it up.
No, you lock it up.
You lock it up.
Lock it up.
Presented by Consolidated Communications.
Lock it up.
Fred, Landry, and Lopez are in the loop on Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
I come bearing gifts.
He starts to come and then he pulls out.
Not those kind of gifts, Troy, but speaking of that, you can win a pair of tickets right now to the Sports Radio 610 Fantasy Football Forum with Lisa Ann at Treasure Script Club. All you got to do is call 832-430-2946 and tell me what former Rockets /center crashed into something when he was looking at porn while driving in his car. What former Rockets /center crashed into something when he was looking at porn while driving in his car?
And it's on the tip of my tongue. Tell me in my ear.
It was him, too.
That was.
Can we give a shout out to former Texan lineman Fred Weary. Having a rough go over here in the last few months. Mm-hmm. Just got recently charged with DUI over there in Pearland. And he also got pulled over, or he actually was arrested last month, July, because he hit a pole within his Cadillac Escalade. So former offensive lineman Fred Weary, from one Fred to another. Fred, listen, my man. Get your mind right. We're pulling for you.
Get thoughts your mind correct.
Prayers. Get your mind correct, Freddie Dubb. So shout out, thoughts, and prayers to our boy, Freddie Dubb.
But he's okay, right?
No, he's fine. I mean, listen,
physically
he's okay.
Yeah.
But Freddie Dubb going through some things right now. So Freddie Dubb, we're pulling for you, buddy.
Okay, let's see if this person knows. Let's just go up. Let's just go up and see if they can tell me. All right, who was it? Go ahead.
I have no idea, but I'm going to take a wild guess. Kelvin Cato.
Wrong.
Not
how
guess.
Dare you besmirch the good name of Kelvin Cato
like
that?
No, he probably did that. Just not the one that we're talking about.
He's never crashed.
That's right.
He didn't crash doing it.
How dare you besmirch that name?
Nene.
Was not Nene. All right, who was it? Go ahead. Who was it?
Stromile Swift.
Another great guess.
Come on, man. We didn't say who stole the most money. Like, good Lord. Come on, man.
God, he was a bust.
Who was it? Go ahead.
You're on.
You're on. Go ahead. Who was it?
I don't think he pushed the button.
Who was it? Go ahead. Who was it? Go ahead. What? If you don't know the answer to the question, what are you calling for? Like, I don't get that. Like, is this how this works? Like, it's simple. First of all, you've had time to Google. Like, if you don't know the answer, why are you calling in? Do you want to meet Lisa Ann that bad? Maybe so.
I'm okay with him not knowing. And
maybe
Googling.
So.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead. Tell me who it was.
Robert Horry.
Oh, come on,
that's
man.
Solid. Big shot.
Come
boss.
On,
some
man.
Really, some really solid guesses, though.
Great guesses. Great guesses.
Solid guesses.
All right, who was it? Go ahead.
Is it Robert Horry?
It wasn't him the first time. Maybe by the, maybe between these two calls.
Then I'm calling Big Shot Bob for nothing.
All right, who was it? Go ahead. Who was it? Go ahead.
Oh,
there you
baby.
Go. All right. Good job.
Who
What's your
it?
Name, man?
Eddie Griffin.
Christopher.
Oh, okay.
Christopher, I'm going to put you on hold. You're going to be going to
From
meet Lisa
Hall?
Ann.
That
yes.
Eddie Griffin?
Yes. Okay. That Eddie Griffin. Not the bad comedian.
Oh, you better bite your tongue. You know where my boy Eddie Griffin's from. Casey no. Moe.
Really?
Come on.
Really?
Oh, that makes
original,
him a great
he's an original
comedian.
Member of In Living Color.
Well, do kids have too easy access to porn these days?
Yes.
Yes, they trust me, as the father of a 15-year-old, I've gone over to a kid's house to confront him about the pornography he sent my daughter.
Yeah.
So, yeah, absolutely. I went old school. I went to his house.
Yeah. I feel like it's just
That's
so
a good
easy
move
for him
by
now.
You.
Yeah, you have to.
They didn't
yeah.
answer the door.
What did they she? Not, how they, did you find it? You just went through her phone?
Her mom found it.
Mm-hmm. And what did her mom say?
She called me immediately. Mm-hmm. And told me what it was, and I nearly drove off the road and said, no.
Yeah. No, kids.
I don't say the kind of stuff this kid was saying.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And I'm a grown-ass man.
Oh, no.
I'm not saying what this little seventh grader was saying.
Oh no!
Yeah, of course, these kids got too much. Yeah, they do. Access to pornography.
You know
these
how
days.
Hard it was for us to get porn.
You had to go through.
You had to get magazines.
I had magazines.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then you had to go find in the dad's under his pillow or mattress.
You had to use your imagination.
Although there was a drive-in that showed porn.
That you said you went to that, right?
Mm-hmm. Drive-in movie.
That's incredible.
We're showing rated X movies.
Rated X movies.
Every Friday night.
What side of town was
all these
on?
Kids riding their bikes? You
yeah,
know,
they were.
All the
yeah, they were. Weren't there long either.
That's right.
Around long.
That's right.
We drove through. We drove past a couple like porn video stores. What's the
Lion's
point
Den.
Of that? What is the point of a
Why
porn
do they
video
exist
store
anymore?
These days? Yeah, what's the purpose?
What
about
truckers?
A beef jerky outlet, too?
Beef jerky outlet was a little
we
odd.
We did go by a beef jerky outlet.
No, I think because, I mean, truckers. I would much
yeah,
rather.
But they have phones.
They
yeah,
got
but,
phones, bro. They got but, smartphones.
Yeah, but they need a little. They, you know, they like to have a little interaction as well. And just let me.
Is there? Let me. I think I see what you're saying. Is there interaction availability at these places?
I'm sure there. Are you guys familiar with the term lot lizard?
Yeah.
Okay. So I think. Listen,
Chantrell.
paging one headlight lot lizard. Yes, please. Would you rather your truck driver, and we saw plenty of semis on the road yesterday in our four-hour trek from West Virginia to Charlotte, North Carolina. Mm-hmm. Do you want a guy with a killing machine with one hand on the wheel and one hand on his phone?
I rode with you yesterday. I rode with you yesterday.
Okay, I only did it like once or twice, okay? Texting.
Did you hear what he said? With one hand on the wheel, one hand on the phone, and a killing machine. Driving.
Okay. Driving that.
I don't know. I can't relate to that.
But you were telling him to look up stuff, Lopez, so it's not
no,
like
no, no.
It's not
I said,
like
I got
you
your back.
You
I'll look it.
It
up.
No. You, a couple times you said, hey, look up this song.
Well, I did say
I,
that.
I do recall that.
I did say
a few
deal.
Times.
I never put
but
us
he was
in.
But he was only going in the 80s at that point. It wasn't the 90s.
Anyway, I never put us in peril.
At one point, Landry just finally had enough. We go 4 hours that way and change. We're almost all the way back to Charlotte for another four-hour drive, about 3 hours and 30 minutes back toward Charlotte after 7 hours of highway driving with Freddie D. Landry, I hear a voice in the back seat where Landry's sitting, finally go, dude, I'm terrified.
I was doing 95 as we were trying to get.
You finally had enough, didn't you?
Well, I mean, we had just gotten out of traffic, and my man's going 95, and I'm just sitting there thinking, man, you know.
Dude, I'm terrified.
Yeah, I didn't even, and to be terrified. Honest with you, I hadn't noticed until I heard Landry say something. So, you know, I mean, it is what it is.
Finally was the boiling point. But anyway, your point is, would you rather have a trucker doing that?
Searching porn on his phone or going to the Lion's Den and doing whatever it is you do in the Lion's Den.
Or he could just pull over and go in the back little bed that he has. Just use his smartphone.
They get tired of that, though.
I just don't get the business. And if you've ever been to a beef jerky outlet, 713-572-4610, tell me what the hell the point is.
I don't know how many different kinds of beef jerky there can possibly be.
I think there's probably a lot.
A beef jerky outlet?
A little garlic, a little something else.
Probably different meats.
Yeah, well, right? Maybe.
Deer, bear. Probably got bear meat jerky.
Also, are there any Sbarro restaurants? Sbarro, however you say it.
Only in the
like
malls.
A standalone?
Are they just in malls and airports?
Yeah. No.
There's a Sbarro restaurant?
I saw.
No, you did not.
I swear to God.
There's
I
no
swear
way.
To God, I swear to God, it was in a strip mall. I saw a Sbarro in a strip mall.
But it's separate by itself.
Well, I mean, it was in the strip mall, yeah. I mean, yeah. It had its own little storefront. Yeah.
Sbarro had its own restaurant.
Because I want to say I was with my son, and I remember telling Zave, and of course, you know, he just was like, whatever, Dad. I was like, there's a Sbarro's, like, outside of a mall. It's the only time I'm with you. It's the only time I've ever seen one. Because they had one at the airport
New York
last
City
night.
Has some standalone.
Yeah.
Sbarro?
Very few.
Talk about unnecessary with all the pizza they got out there.
I know.
Very few.
Well, it started there, I think.
It's very strange. Iggy and DeAndre Hopkins are not a couple. However, DeAndre Hopkins still has beef with D'Angelo Hall. And let's just go back in time and see when this started. A few years ago on Hard Knocks, this is D'Angelo Hall and DeAndre Hopkins going at it.
I went to the to me. Man, he told us me, boy, what's up wrong with you, bum bone ass man, dog? Just like you. Well, we can box. I feel God, homie. God. I feel God, boy. I feel God, boy. I feel God, boy. I'm just like you. We boy, the guy now. I'm gonna slap the out of you too.
DeAndre Hopkins versus D'Angelo Hall. That was back in Hard Knocks, and then we all remember what happened here in Houston. The following scene, DeAndre Hopkins basically breaks D'Angelo Hall's ankles. Well, D'Angelo Hall is still talking about it. He appeared on Undisputed with Colin Cowherd, and he had this to say about DeAndre Hopkins after he said that DeAndre Hopkins wasn't a top three receiver in the league.
Hard Knocks depicted it as if, because earlier in the practice, what you don't see is, you know, we're in one-on-ones, and Hop goes against one of my other young DBs,
and he smacks them all in the helmet while running the route. And I'm like, come on, man, we out here trying to get better. Like, if y'all want to take it there, like, we can take it there. Like, and, you know, and I'm getting pretty riled up, ready to fight. They separate us, and he has the famous line, you know, I don't fear any, you know, I don't fear no man but God. And so then later on, because, you know, I never watched Hard Knocks. Later on, I kind of see this meme circulating. I'm like, and I don't, you know, I don't really pay it any attention. I don't, mind, you know, the criticism. It kind of comes with the job. But for him to actually be a part of playing this up as if he ran some dynamic route, I mean, that route was trash.
Yeah, I don't know about all that, but it is interesting seeing those guys. By the way, DeAndre Hopkins did confirm today that he's single, and so is Iggy. They need to grow up a little bit, though, man. Like, I'm single, smiley face. That's what Iggy said. And then Hop said, I don't care about social media. You all know that. No, you got a little bit in you, Nuke.
No, he does.
A little thirst.
He does, but I don't care if they – pronounce their status. I mean, that's social media is the platform.
That's what it's
now,
for,
man.
2018.
It's what it is,
yeah, but she could just say these rumors aren't true. Not I'm single. Hey, let's go to Scott real quick. I got some breaking news. Mm-hmm. Scott, go ahead. You're on In the Loop.
I wouldn't call it breaking news necessarily, but you're.
Don't undersell it. Don't undersell it.
There is one in Leak City. It's temporarily closed down right now, but it was up and running for a few months over there off of 96 in Leak City.
Oh, okay.
A standalone
place.
There you go.
Yep.
Thank you, Scott.
It might have been where I saw it. In any event, also, by the way, shout out to all my folks over in Pasa, Get Down Dina, the Red Bluff Drive-In. Mm-hmm. You could see XXX movies as well.
Still?
No, I don't think
probably
it's
not anymore.
No,
not in today's world.
Not anymore.
You remember the go-tos back in the day, though, when you had to make do?
The Fredericksburg.
You either had to, in my time, and this is like the millennial time frame, you had to either be willing to ruin your mom's computer and pop-ups are going to come on there next time she goes if you wanted to look at pornography. Mm-hmm. The pop-ups were going to AK-47 her, and you would have to say you accidentally clicked on a link.
Yeah.
Or you would have to basically watch E! Late Night and watch Howard Stern. You could maybe get a little bit of a visual if you could fight through the blur. Mm-hmm. Wild on E! With Brooke Burke, or the Girls Gone Wild infomercials that started at midnight and repeated. Everybody was into those. Everybody was watching those Girls Gone Wild infomercials. They had the internet going nuts back then.
Back
it's
in the
Disney
day.
Disney movie now.
When I was a young pup, you could watch Cinemax through all the squiggly lines.
And
try to figure out what they're doing. Remember that?
Yeah.
I think that's an arm. No, it's not.
Something. He's John Lopez. I'm Fred Davis. That's our boy Landry Locker in the locker room, as always. You can find it each and every time around this time. Coming up next, we'll put a bow on this bad boy. Get you ready for Texans tonight against the Kansas City Chiefs. And what we're doing after the show, I'm very excited about my post-show plans tonight. And we'll get ready to talk to – are they – oh, no, they're in studio right now. Okay, so we got the Triple Threat in studio today. Of course, every Friday they're on remote. So lots to get to. Final segment of the program. Glad to have you on board. Don't you go anywhere. It's In the Loop on a Thursday.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.